Welcome back. Here's where you left off. Spoilers ahead for 0 Days, chapters 1 through 4. Today we're discussing 0 Days by Ruth Weir, a book that neither Leonard or I have read before, or this is the first book by the author that we've read. And my first thought on the first chapters 1 to 4 is it reminds me of an early 90s movie called Sneakers. Hey, Leonard?
Yeah, I was going to say that too. Damn it. Yeah, it is. It's kind of interesting because you are right, because when I read the first 4 chapters, I was like, wait a minute. I thought I was reading the movie itself.
Well, come on. We don't have a blind guy reading Braille yet in the book. Let's be fair.
Yes, yes.
But really, I mean, she's a tiny woman at like 5'2". So she's a short woman who's breaking, and like Gabe is the tech person, and Jack is, and that threw me for a minute. I didn't realize it was a woman until a few other chapters in, but the chapter's just paragraphs in, but it was kind of funny where I was like, is this a guy? I wasn't even sure, like a really short guy, right?
Yeah, yeah. Her full name is Jacqueline. Jacqueline is her full name. So it's how the book actually started, I think, in my opinion, was very, it was great how it started, because they were in the middle of a break-in. They were breaking into a business, right? Jack and Gabe's firm is there to do one thing, is to penetrate a security system of a corporation to test their security system and report back to them. So if you, as what you said earlier, if you watch the movie called Sneakers, it's exactly the same thing. They're penetration specialists. In this case, it's a husband and wife team going into a business, and next thing you know, everything starts falling apart.
Even before then, I was reading it. And I'm like, yeah, this is Sneakers. This is great. I'm looking forward to this. These guys, you know, are going to go and they're going to do some heist, and it's going to be necessary for the plot of the book. And I'm real happy. And then, darn it, Gabe, I was sad.
Yeah, it was like the tone of the whole the tone of the book, it was set in London, in England, and it's a British way of speaking, so they just keep that in mind. It's not very North American friendly if you're not into European style novelists, but it is, and to be honest with you, when Jack came home after her being arrested, and her ex-boyfriend was there telling them, yes, I can vouch for her, and they used to go out. And when she came home, found Gabe dead, I was like, oh, okay, we have started. This is when, because typically this kind of plots, correct me if you agree or disagree on this one, Derek. Normally this kind of plot of a person dying, usually it's like closer to like the 8th or 9th chapters, because you have to build suspense going into it. But this one is like chapter two, he's dead. I was like, oh, okay. But here's the thing though. When she found out that Gabe was dead, she went to a narrative of like explaining who he is, what he does, even the smell of himself, how she loves him, how he misses him, even in that point of like interaction between both of them. It was so nice. It's so nice to read that the author took time to actually explain their relationship in an emotional level, because when he died and she went through it, I felt for her, right? I'm not sure if you felt the same way, but I do felt for her and her loss.
I was interested in the character of Gabe, and the fact that he got killed off was certainly sad. I was more concerned for her because, and let me just run through the mistakes that she made here. Grabbing the bloody door handle, stepping in the blood, moving the body, getting blood on her face. Oh, and waiting to call the cops.
Yes.
Not the best approach if you want to look innocent to cops.
Well, you have to look at perspective, though. If you've gotten into that situation, you'll do whatever it takes to find out if that person's still alive, right? So you'll be doing a lot of things. But I agree with you regarding the not calling the authorities right away. Not calling the authorities right away. It gives that gap of like, okay, you got home at this time. I think it was 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the morning. And you didn't call the cops until 4. What did you do in between, right? That's the thing that right now the cops are kind of worried about. Even when she was interviewed in the station, they were asking why did you wait so long to call? And her answer is, I don't know. I really don't know. I wish I called them earlier. And when she was dropped off to her sister's place, that's as a reporter, and the husband is a solicitor, said the same thing. Why did you not call the police right away? Right? And the same time too, the theories start coming out. Even the sister and her husband start making a theory that, well, based on the description and the way that Gabe was murdered, I felt like it's a hit. And to be honest with you, I agree with them. It felt like it was a hit of them. Like, I think they're going after Jack more than Gabe. Don't you think?
It could be whatever. Okay, well, we're going in the theory territory here now. First theory is whatever they grabbed from the corporation is one of the things that he got killed for. Second thing is his past he got killed for. Third theory is, you're right, he was eliminated to implicate Jack so that she could be manipulated in some other fashion, right? Or it is to frame Jack specifically for his murder, which I agree, it looks more like a hit based on the descriptive part of it. And so it's amazing that, you know, apparently the cops just won't care about that lover's squabble or something like that. They'll go to, and they won't think about a hit. Right. But I think those are the most viable theories right now. We're only 3 chapters, if 4 chapters in. So there's not much.
But here's one thing that I want to put a bug in your ear there, Derek. Remember at the, I think it was the end of chapter 2 when she was caught, she went to the station, and she was trying to get in touch with the security officer that hired the firm, and he was not picking up the phone. I have a feeling that the theory of being it's a hit is very, very big, very in a front runner right now, and I have a feeling that there's something there's something in the past that affects the future, and the first one that needs to be eliminated is Gabe, and Jack's going to be manipulated to do things that she doesn't want to, or it's going to be a very good cat and mouse story.
I don't know about the cat and mouse part. I think this is more of a, like, for example, in the book, it says, like, as an example in chapter 2, and then it goes on in chapter 3. Chapter 2 is Saturday, February 4th, minus 8 days. And then chapter 3 is February 5th, minus 7 days. So the countdown is interesting to me. I don't really have a good theory of it yet, but what is it leading down to, right?
Down a rabbit hole that we can't wait to look at. And I'm liking this. I'm liking how it begins.
Join us in our next episode for chapters 5 and 6 of Zero Days. Thank you for opening the book with us today. Subscribe so you won't miss our next episode. We would love to hear from you. Send us an email at yourbookmarksinfo@gmail.com. Join us again right here where you left off.